This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Thank you for making a short stop or a long stop into the world of the DJVers. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Warren, Victoria Keelan on the DJV show. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington, as is usually the case. Couple of quickies before Jennifer takes us down a long and winding road. The state of New York has become the 13th state to authorize driver's licenses for illegal immigrants. Isn't that swell? So now they get driver's licenses. See, this is what drives me nuts about this particular problem, because once they get a license, they can vote. And what right do they have to vote? They haven't earned anything. They haven't been born here. They just are here. And as is usually the case, this is my slam against the Democrats. They are the ones who control the Senate in New York, and they voted in favor of the bill, every single one of them. And it was quickly signed into law by Governor Cuomo. So,
But there has to be, I heard about the headline, but I didn't read into it more. But this is, I'm assuming, this is for people who also have papers or are in the process of...
No. Not in California, anyway. Maybe in New York, but in California.
I feel like in New York, I'm going to do more research on that, because the headline, you know, headlines can be misleading.
Here's what the story says that I read. I actually saw one of these stories last night on the plane, and there's another one this morning. Licenses for immigrants who enter the U.S. illegally, and it doesn't say anything about the where they've gone after that. The supporters included the Business Council of New York State, which is the largest business organization, also immigrant advocate groups who are trying, especially upstate, the people who are here illegally require licenses to get to work. What the hell is this? What is this? They're here illegally. They don't have papers. They're being hired to go to work upstate New York farms for the most part. I'm ashamed of my fellow farmers who hire these people. They say, well, we can't get help. Well, you know what? If people go through the process properly, then you can hire them. I don't have people on my farm that don't have papers or green cards or whatever. This is nonsense. It is. It's more than nonsense. It's kind of like an up yours to the rest of the country. No excuse for it whatsoever. You're here legally, get a license. Not here legally, no license. It just, there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it that I can see anyway. Here's the story of Ari Nagel. Do you remember who Ari Nagel is? We've had a conversation about him in past visits here on the DJV show, also known as the Sperminator. He has once again donated his seed, this time to an 18-year-old who lives in a shelter in East Harlem. Her daughter is due next month, makes it number 50 for this guy. He is a math professor who donates his sperm to women across the globe free. He has, 15 babies since last Father's Day, bringing his grand total to 49. This one will be 50. So what do we think about this fellow? He's helping women out. Why does a woman in a shelter who's 18 need to be pregnant? I guess would be my
question. That's ridiculous. Yeah.
Question. This guy is responsible. So then let him take
care
of her.
Well, is he paying for all these children? If
no,
he knows specifically.
He's donating it free, but he's not doing any. He's not helping. Woman who lives in Jamaica, Queens, came up here from Georgia. She's unemployed. Has been in the shelter system since last August. She decided to try to get pregnant. She said, quote, I knew if I could raise my little sister, I can raise my own baby. She has a 7-year-old sister who's living with her in the shelter. Good God! She's been taking care of her 7-year-old sister since she was born. She's just barely 18, and she wants to have a baby of her own to be the sister to her younger sister. What are these people? This is like from another planet, these people. Unbelievable. Okay. Anybody got anything before we go to this? It's just the reality of life is much more dramatic and interesting.
It's a reminder that there's a lot of strange out there that we just don't think about or we don't see. There's just a lot. You just don't know who's living next door, what their life is like. Or
and this simple bozo for Father's Day is running around wearing a T-shirt that says "Best Dad Ever," and his hat says "Super Dad." What a dip crapper he is. Okay, I think I've taken care of my there are no angst there. Go ahead, Jennifer. What do you have? Best that one.
Well, I thought we'd think back in time a little bit to a dark day in our history, which was the shooting at Parkland, Florida, at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School. On that day, not only were 17 lives lost, but a couple of names that were kind of rose to national prominence. Obviously, the deputy who didn't go inside, and a couple of students who have really created names for themselves. David Hogg, who has become an anti-gun activist, and Kyle Kashov, who has become a pro-Second Amendment activist, who both of them escaped the shooting at Parkland. Well, we're hearing about Kyle Kashov again. It was announced a few months ago that he had been accepted into Harvard University. That seems all well and good, but on Monday, he announced that Harvard had actually withdrawn his admission from the school over the revelation of racist, what he called offensive and idiotic posts that he had written on a private Google document, with friends when he was 16 years old. Now, he's apologized publicly for those comments, and he's had no evidence of racist behavior in his public life whatsoever, but he went on to Twitter to explain that 3 months after he'd been admitted to Harvard's class of 2023, that they decided to rescind the admission over texts and comments that he made nearly 2 months ago, or 2 years ago, months prior to the shooting. He said, "I have some thoughts. Here's what happened." He said, "A few weeks ago, I was made aware of egregious and callous comments classmates and I made privately years ago when I was 16, months before the shooting, in an attempt to be as extreme and shocking as possible. I immediately apologized," and he posted a link to the apology that he put up months ago. A few weeks ago, he was notified by Harvard that even though he issued this apology, that he would not be allowed to go into his freshman class. Harvard sent him a letter dated May 24th, that they had become aware of media reports discussing offensive statements, and they gave Kyle the boot. This has just kind of started a national conversation about whether or not this type of thing is appropriate for colleges to do. Because
so what do we think? What do you think?
Well, I think that kids say really dumb, stupid things when they're 16, and they do try to be offensive and shocking. And if there's no evidence that boosts that those were more than just words, and if the kid apologized for it, I don't know that he should be kicked out of school and prevented from having the future that he had been working for. I think that college is a place where you go to learn and you go expand, and it should be kind of accepting and transformational more than limiting. And so I would say I think he should be allowed to go to school and learn from his mistakes. He obviously seems to come, he seems to be coming from
Harvard
an authentic place. Well,
Harvard.
So what do you think, I guess, would be the question?
My
and
thing
Victoria,
is, it's typical Harvard. I want to know what Victoria thinks, frankly. Yeah, go ahead, Victoria. What do you think?
I mean, I see both sides of this. I think, number one, kids everywhere need to learn a very, very hard lesson that everything you put on social media
everything.
Is there for life. We have seen entire careers come down in Hollywood. There's, you know, when you say stupid stuff, even if you say later on, yeah, I was trying to be shocking, and but you still put it up there, and it went public. And so that's lesson number one. But, you know, this is nothing new for colleges. They all reserve the right. When they accept you, there's a contingent. I mean, as long as your grades stay at the same level, and as long as you don't do anything that would embarrass the university that's promised you a spot. When I was a senior in high school, one of my good friends got a little tipsy at the prom, and Yale took her down and said, "Nope, sorry." She got suspended by our school. Our school notified Yale, which they're supposed to do, and Yale rescinded their invitation as well. There are a lot of reasons why this happens all the time. So
well, I think
kids on wait lists, you know, get pulled up to the majors after kids in the spring mess up, and that happens all the time.
Okay, so my spin on this is, as usual, going to be a little different. I think that Harvard did him a favor. Harvard, when you go to Harvard, does that open doors for you? My daughter and I were having this conversation yesterday, as a matter of fact, because she and her husband are the only two professors at UCLA, and they have thousands, 4,000 some odd, who both have Oxford PhDs. And they were desirable. They were hired in part because of that experience that they had. And Megan's very happy about it. And we talked then about the value of the degree. Her husband gave the graduation commencement address on Sunday. And you may see a picture of me floating around on Facebook of me and Miles at the Kidspace Park in Pasadena. That's where we spent the afternoon while they were there doing the graduation thing. And so we talked about what the relative value is of a degree from a $15,000 state school like UCLA, which has been declared the number one public university in the world, which I thought was kind of interesting, and then the value of a Harvard PhD or any graduate, any degree, never mind graduate degree. Just, it's, I think this kid's going to be
Well, the
be
question,
fine.
Though, is should Harvard let him back in?
No. Well, I wouldn't care if I were him, frankly. It doesn't make any difference. I don't see it makes a big difference. It's 18 after the hour. This is the DJV show.
Get up first thing, smoke a cigarette before lunch, after lunch. Now that I'm talking about it, I'm kind of feeling like I've lost about 4 hours of every day. I decided I needed to find an alternative. So I started looking, and then Juul came up. I did both for a while. And eventually, I just switched over, and it's very quick.
Mimi made the switch July 2015. Make the switch at JUUL.com. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Savings, boxed up and ready to move.
If you're on the move, make sure your first stop is Staples.
Because right now, when you spend $50 or more on moving supplies at Staples, you save $10.
Staples has everything to get you from here to there, like boxes, bubble roll, and packing tape.
So before you go anywhere, stop at Staples for big savings on moving supplies. Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. And 629-19, in-store only, exclusions apply. See associate for details.
The big news from Subaru is the three-row Ascent. It's the biggest SUV from Subaru ever. There's room for 7 or 8 passengers with a choice of second-row captain's chairs or bench seating. It'll tow up to 5,000 pounds. It has interior space you need for your whole crew. And it gets you where you want to go with the safety of a Subaru, including standard symmetrical all-wheel drive. The three-row Subaru Ascent. Love is now bigger than ever. Maximum towing capacity varies by trim level, and trailer brakes may be required. See your retailer for details.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. See website for full details.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. Right now, get your first month's supply for free. All you pay is just $5 for your medical consultation when you go to 4hims.com/doctor. After that, it's just $30 for a month's supply. Sure beats paying big bucks for just one blue pill, doesn't it? Plus, you won't need an awkward in-person doctor's appointment to get the prescription. Hims has doctors online who can prescribe the medication, and a pharmacy sends it right to your door. It's affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To get your first order for just $5, you need to go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/doctor. That's 4hims.com/doctor for your first month for just $5. 4hims.com/doctor.
Kia Soul, what started as an icon, has evolved into a whole new species. The Soul X line specializes in adventure with a nasty case of restless car syndrome. The high-minded Soul EX is dressed up and kitted out with more tech than we can mention here. And the Soul GT line turbo is a true apex predator with a turbocharged drive to defy. The new species of Soul, the 2020 Soul. Give it everything.
This program fueled by Valero, top tier. Certified quality fuel from Valero keeps engines running cleaner, better, and longer. So that's a good deal, and the best deal of all is you're hearing that info in the DJV program, 21 after the hour.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Don't bug me, I'm better left alone. Let me twirl in my...
No other radio program like this in the world. Thank heavens we're a unique DJV show, 24 past the hour with Jennifer, Victoria, Karen, I, and you, listening to the music of Jimmy Buffett. This is not for good purposes. Rising number of people who have either fallen ill or died in the Dominican Republic. Group of Oklahoma-based Jimmy Buffett fans grew violently sick while visiting the Hotel Rue Palace Macau on a trip to Punta Cana. Dana Flowers, a member of the Central Oklahoma Parrothood, Parrothead Association, which is the group's travel agent, said 47 of the 114 people on that trip got sick. Many of them couldn't leave their rooms for the entire stay. Some are still, after a month or two, not feeling normal. We were enjoying the beach and pool. 3 or 4 days into the trip, we started hearing about people getting sick. Diarrhea, vomiting, dizziness, headaches. So the group initially chalked the mystery ailment up to food poisoning, but their symptoms then began to get worse. There's one person here that is the head of the association, Dana Flowers, lost 14 pounds in 19 days because he was so sick.
I mean, that's not a diet that you want to be on. My gosh.
No, not at all.
14 pounds in 19 days? That's crazy.
It has to be the alcohol, right? Don't we think the bootleg alcohol?
I think... Well, that's what I was initially thinking, because the same thing happened near Cancun in Mexico a couple years ago. But there's a group of high school kids now this morning. It turns out that they didn't have any alcohol, and a bunch of them are sick, too. So They said that they don't know if it's the water, if it's the ice, or if we definitely think that there's something wrong with the minibar liquor, because a couple people who drank from the minibars, they're dead. And so the other kids don't know if it's... The kids were saying that they're still on IVs and they don't know what's causing it.
Investigations from the FBI, the CDC. So another woman named Layla Cox died in her hotel room at the Excellent Resorts down there. Officials have called the deaths isolated events. Baloney. They're trying to put a good spin on it, saying 30 million tourists have visited the Dominican Republic in the past 5 years, the first time the international news media have reported such an alarming situation. That's what the tourism minister said.
Yeah. Who wants to go to the Dominican at this point? Big Papi got shot. Everyone else is dying from the mini bar. But who wants to go? I don't know anyone who would.
And that kills them. If they don't have this in their economy, can you imagine what happens to them?
Tourism is their economy. All right, next up, musically, Paul Simon announcing a couple of back-to-back concerts in Maui in August. The performances take place 2 days after he headlined San Francisco's Outside Lands Festival, first concert since he ended his farewell tour in Queens last September. Keeping up with Simon's commitment to perform sporadic benefit concerts after retirement, the Maui shows are in support of biodiversity conservation, and net proceeds will be donated to the forest restoration project there, while the proceeds from Outside Lands given to the San Francisco Parks Alliance. I anticipate doing the occasional performance in an acoustically pristine hall, he said, hopefully, and donate the earnings to various philanthropic organizations, particularly those whose objective is to save the planet. So there's nothing wrong with any of that. Not only will the performances mark the first time Simon has ever performed on Maui, also be his first time performing in Hawaii in 51 years. He and Garfunkel played at Honolulu's HIC Arena in August of 1968. So you want to get tickets for this? Those of you who are listening in Hawaii or on the mainland want to go over for this. Tickets on sale this Saturday for the Paul Simon Hawaiian visit. 28 past the hour on the DJV show.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
Your home is important. That's why GEICO helps make it easy to save on homeowners insurance. Because home is more than just a place. Home is where you have a cute little reading nook for those rainy days when you want to curl up with a good book, but you don't even read, so you just sit in there during thunderstorms and scroll through memes on your phone and laugh in the darkness. The GEICO Insurance Agency could help protect the dark, meme-filled corner you call home. Call GEICO and see how easy it is to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Savings, boxed up and ready to move.
If you're on the move, make sure your first stop is Staples.
Because right now, when you spend $50 or more on moving supplies at Staples, you save $10.
Staples has everything to get you from here to there, like boxes, bubble roll, and packing tape.
So before you go anywhere, stop at Staples for big savings on moving supplies. Staples.
Where there's a whole lot in store. And 629.19, in store only, exclusions apply. See associate for details.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Trump has formally launched his 2020 re-election campaign. The president spoke to reporters at a rally in Orlando.
It turned out to be more than just a political campaign. It turned out to be a great political movement.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan is stepping down after reports surfaced of domestic violence during his divorce. The Pentagon is now without a permanent leader amid rising tensions with Iran. The Trump administration has accused them of attacking oil tankers in the Persian Gulf.
I do think we'd be better off by far to have a Secretary of Defense that was actually confirmed by the Senate.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell's comments were echoed by Minority Leader Chuck Schumer.
To have no Secretary of Defense at this time is appalling.
The president said he would name Secretary of the Army's Mark Esper as the new acting defense chief. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaruth, the Capitalist Evangelist. I'm here to introduce you to a special company with the potential to be one of the great all-American stories. Fortum Resources is a publicly traded, diversified natural resource company with oil, gas, and mining properties in North America and internationally. Fortum is led by Chairman Mark Bruner, the legendary oil man who built Ultra Petroleum from a 15-cent stock to $200 per share, creating $15 billion in shareholder profits. Mark has 30 years of experience in the oil and gas industry, overseeing contracts with Halliburton, ExxonMobil, and Hess. Fortum has over 350,000 acres of oil and gas resources, and more than half the acreage has been evaluated by world-renowned auditors Deloitte Touche. Fortum also owns the rights to the 180-square-mile City of Gold mining property. Fortum is traded on two global exchanges, U.S. ticker symbol FTMR. Repeat, FTMR. This is a rare ground floor opportunity to capitalize on a proven energy industry legend. Please visit FortumResources.com. That's Fortum, F-O-R-T-E-M, Resources.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product. Yeah.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Ladies of the day are with the Dougster on the DJV program, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. If you like this program, like a lot of other people do, you can't get enough of us on the DJV program. So here's the solution. Problem solved. Go to DJVshow.com, click on the word listen. They're 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dazzling digital. That's us. The dazzling digitizers. Okay, speaking of dazzling, before we get to Victoria's big story, Jennifer Lopez in the news talking about her first two marriages. She said she got married because she was lonely. Thought that was interesting.
Hmm.
Would you ever think somebody like...
It's a great way to get married, isn't it? Well,
Jennifer Lopez. Well, but I mean, think about it. The fact that she would admit that sort of says something. I have great respect for her anyway. I think she's a fabulous entertainer. I think she's got a head on straight.
I think we could all guess that she was obviously lonely because the first guy she married, she was really young, and he was like, I think they stayed friends, but I don't know.
Is that Mark Anthony?
No.
Right?
He was the third. Mark Anthony was
third.
The third. It was like a restaurateur or something, wasn't he? Yeah, and I think that they stayed sort of friendly afterwards, and then she was with P. Diddy for a long time, and then they found a gun in his car, and she needed to kind of rehab her image really quickly, and then she married a backup dancer. She married the backup dancer within like 5 months or something. And
don't forget Ben Affleck.
Ben Affleck was in
it. Remember Ben Affleck too? He was in that.
She was engaged to him. Yeah. And then Mark Anthony. I think I forget how long she was married to him for, but that seemed like, you know, it was a real marriage.
Mm-hmm.
And then she's got her two kids from him. So. Who knows? I mean, I think she's obviously at the point in her career where she'd be stupid to try to marry another backup dancer. You know, she needs somebody on her level, and I think A-Rod fits the bill.
He's on her level.
Probably a pretty solid couple, yeah.
Yeah. They look good together, seem good together. Good. Well, good luck to them. Other names in the news, Gloria Vanderbilt, dying at the age of 95, mostly a famous fashion designer, right? Isn't that... how she was known, fashion jeans.
Well, she was famous for those jeans. Yeah.
Right.
She made those jeans in the 80s.
Wrote some books. I thought it was interesting the way this was played when I first heard it. The most significant thing, at least according to this person that was doing the story, was that she was Anderson Cooper's mother, which I thought was kind of a slap on the face to her. Okay, so that's one accomplishment. But
I don't think so. I think when you're a parent, your most important accomplishment is your kid.
Really? Okay.
Or it should be, I guess.
Yeah, maybe. Yeah, well, under the circumstances, she contributed. Her name wasn't originally identified.
Oh, yeah, not to take away from
her career. But Anderson Cooper.
I mean, wouldn't you say I'm the proud dad of Megan and Brendan and the proud grandpa of Miles, too?
Right, that's my biggest, accomplishment, yeah. Right. Yep.
Well, I think also you have to find a way, because she was 95 years old, you have to find a way to even make that news story relevant to anyone who has no idea who she is, which most people of a certain generation have no idea who she is or was.
No. Do you know who she is, Kara? Millennials, do you know who Gloria Vanderbilt is? If you went up and down your list of friends, would they all know or anybody?
I think most of my age at least know that she's Anderson Cooper's mother. I think people my age are into Anderson Cooper, and so that's what they would know. And everybody knows the Vanderbilt name. I don't know if they know what she's done or, you know.
I only know about the jeans because my godmother used to be one of her models in the 80s, and she modeled the jeans.
The Vanderbilt family, very wealthy.
Well, sure, and everybody knows the Vanderbilt
family. Investing, real estate, railroads, all that kind of stuff. So that's the passing of... another icon, shall we say. Also passing is the former president of Egypt, Mohamed Morsi, had a heart attack, and that was the end of him. He was
Didn't he die in court, right?
He drank from the minibar.
Sorry. Right, this guy was a real sleazebag. He had been serving a couple of prison sentences for various crimes. What we've done since Mubarak, remember the Six-Day War, when Mubarak and the Egyptians and the Israelis were fighting, and the United States wanted nothing. They wanted none of that. So they said, to end the war, we'll give the Israelis $4 billion a year, we'll give the Egyptians $4 billion, but you both have to agree to wherever you are right now. That's how the Israelis got the Sinai. Wherever you are right now, the war's over. It's $4 billion here, $4 billion there, the war's over. And Mubarak, put that money in his bank account. When Mubarak was ousted in 2012, he had $8.5 billion in his personal name.
Wow.
And most of it came from the United States. So there we go. Never mind the Muslim Brotherhood and this other stuff. These guys know how to play us like a fiddle. I don't know. In Israel, they can't pull that off. I'm sure there's some corruption someplace, somewhere, but at any rate, that's why that's what Mubarak's legend is. And Morsi was a petty criminal in comparison to Mubarak and his family, but still, this is something that they've figured out. They knew Mubarak was a crook, and so they looked for something new from Morsi, and he's a crook, so he's getting dumped. I don't even know who's running. I couldn't tell you who's running Egypt at the moment. It's being in South America. Remember when I was in Peru last year? I told you the story. They've had 5 presidents in 4 years. They haven't even had an election. They just go to the vice president. He's corrupt. Okay, 6 months later, he's in jail. You think everybody makes a big deal out of Trump and whether he did or didn't have help from the Russians getting elected. This is petty politics in comparison to what goes on in the rest of the world. How these people that run these countries all around the world, they do it to benefit themselves and their family. I'd love to know what's in the Ayatollah Munga Munga's bank account. Wouldn't you? I'd love to know what kind of dough the Ayatollah has.
Or a plane full of cash from us. Filled with cash.
Yep. Where'd it go? What are they doing with it? I'm betting most of the people over there don't know either. All right, Victoria, what do you have for us that's enlightening and exciting?
Well, exciting if you're a pizza lover. NBA Hall of Famer and restaurateur Shaquille O'Neal is the new face of Papa John's. And really? So he's also an investor, and he is on the board of directors as well as being the brand ambassador. And he opened his first remodeled Papa John's location. It's on the Georgia Tech University main campus, which is actually right near the TNT studios where Shaq films inside the NBA. And it's one of 9 franchise locations that he has bought already that he's bringing his signature style to. So all of them will feature his size 22 footprints. And
size 22 shoes?
Size 22 shoes, yeah.
Whoa.
And
I was waiting for Jennifer, and yes,
yeah,
Jennifer,
I know, right?
Yeah.
And all of the phone numbers of the locations that are now owned by Shaq will actually feature SHAQ in the phone number. So it'll be 888-whatever and then SHAQ. And so he said that he plans to purchase as many locations as he can. He said everyone loves pizza, and pizza loves everyone. And so he has said that he approached the CEO of Papa John's. We, of course, know that John Schnatter, the founder of Papa John's, was ousted.
Gonzo!
They've had a lot of brand issues. And so Shaq approached the CEO and said that he wants to be as involved as possible. He wants to be a spokesperson for the brand because he loves
the product.
Would
you go to Papa John's because Shaquille O'Neal is associated with him? Would anybody here go to a Papa
Not
John's?
Because, but I've, not I mean, I've been to Papa John's before, and they're fine.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's okay. As far as chain pizza goes, it tastes better, I think, than Domino's, for sure.
Yeah, Domino's is just nothing but dough.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, Shaq actually has, I didn't even realize how much of a restaurant kind of background he had. He owns a Krispy Kreme Donuts in Atlanta. He had 27 locations of Five Guys franchise locations. He's the founder and owner of Big Chicken, which is a fast casual fried chicken place in Vegas. And then he has Shaquille's, which is a fine dining place in Los Angeles. And then he also works with Carnival Cruise Lines, Icy Hot, and National General Insurance. So he's got his hand in pretty much everything. But apparently he really likes to eat.
That's right.
And
he really likes
Yeah, he likes being in the food industry.
Yeah. I remember when he first started playing in L.A., that was my first year in L.A., 93-94, and I had a little apartment on Manhattan Beach, and his place was just down below me. And it was like a circus around him all the time. Everybody liked him, very pleasant. He's very easily accessible. He kind of likes being the spotlight in a way, but not in a negative way. He just likes to have fun. And I think he deserves the recognition. He's done a lot of good in his career and his time. I think he's a stand-up guy.
Well, if you are a Shaq fan, he says that he plans to pop up at all of the different locations, take pictures with people, hand out free pizza. Yeah. So people will like that.
They will. 44 after the hour on the Likeable DJV program.
Commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes, with 23andMe. Your genes can tell you more than just your ancestry. They can say a lot about your health, too. At 23andMe.com, you can order a Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and learn how your genes can impact your health and more. Explore over 125 personalized reports on things like sleep, genetic weight, alcohol flush reaction, saturated fat and weight, caffeine consumption, and more.
When it comes to your well-being, your wellness reports can help you make informed decisions about you and your health. So commit to a healthier you, inspired by your genes. Go to 23andme.com/listen to order your 23andMe Health Plus Ancestry DNA kit and start by exploring over 125 personalized reports at 23andme.com/listen. That's the number 23andme.com/listen.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen tender. Gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
Looking for high-speed internet where you live but are out of reach of cable and fiber options? Look no further. High-speed internet is now available in your area as your local authorized HughesNet retailer, Whole Home Connect, makes it easy to get the high-speed internet you need with blazing fast speeds, unlimited data with no hard data limits, with built-in Wi-Fi for as little as $2 a day. Act now and for a limited time, get free standard installation and free equipment with HughesNet from Whole Home Connect. You'll enjoy internet service that lets you do more of everything you want to do online, like shopping, surfing, and staying in touch. Call Whole Home Connect and see for yourself why HughesNet is America's number one choice for satellite internet.
800-395-0342. 800-395-0342. 800-395-0342. That's 800-395-0342.
Man, I love my kids so much. I once sat for 3 hours in the cold rain to watch her soccer team lose by 18 goals.
I love my kids so much, I once used a tube to suck snot out of her stuffed nose at 3 a.m.
You win.
Love your kids? Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat. From toddlers to tweens, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat to find the right seat for their age and size. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Great news. There's a quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes you could save 15% or more on car insurance. Notice the new Geico ads. They're much more creative and kind of more, there's that motorcycle ad that's kind of cool. I'm talking about television ads. The radio ads are the same as they always have been. But they make the point. And the point is you save 15% or more with the 15 minute call to Geico. All right. Jennifer went to Disney. You went to the one down
there? I went to
Universal. Oh, Universal.
Right.
So what did you see? Was the new
I went to Harry Potter World, which isn't quite new for us here, but it was the first time I saw it, and it was really cool. I'm not a very experienced Harry Potter fan, but enough to appreciate it, and it is really, really neat. They've made everything kind of look like you're in the town, and they've got Hogwarts, and it's really, really a fun experience.
I'm so jealous. I saw pictures of this, of one of the rides the other day, and they have, like, I don't know if you know, Jen, but Hagrid's motorcycle that has the sidecar on it that Harry rides in. It's apparently the thing that you ride in on the ride. Oh, it looks
That's
so cool.
That's awesome. I didn't go. There are two rides, and I didn't go on either ride, but the show at night is spectacular. They do this light show with drone technology that is fantastic. It's the coolest thing.
You like it? She likes it. There's a on the plane. American has a promotion for that, and it shows all the Hogwarts stuff and the motorcycle, all that big. I'm not still it. Attracted to, but some people have exciting times like Jennifer. 10 before the hour.
Hi.
hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Past the hour now. It's Tech Talk time on the DTV program with Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. Doug is here to prompt Victoria. Victoria is here with the actual info. First up, Comcast is going to expand its disability settings for cable. Ooey. Is this important? What is this?
This is important to anyone with a physical disability. Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know, you wonder sometimes.
That's millions of people in this country.
Use a lot of little hoopla to make themselves look better. That's why I asked the question. All right, so what's good about this?
I'm lost. Anyway, all right, so the story is Comcast is introducing eye control to its X1 cable platform, which is a new effort that the company says will improve the experience of watching TV for millions of people with disabilities, physical disabilities. And eye control lets customers change channels, pull up the X1 programming guide, set DVR settings, and navigate through other menus of the cable box using only their eyes. Comcast says it's supporting basically all the popular eye gaze hardware and software on the market to make the feature as accessible as possible, including devices like Tobii, which is really a very popular technology for this type of software, and plus sip and puff switches for people who are in in wheelchairs and other assistive technologies. To use the iControl, customers can sign into Comcast's web-based remote control and then link it to their cable account. And then from that point on, each time the customer gazes at a button, the web-based remote sends the corresponding command to the TV. So aside from core functions, a customer can also use iControl to type out X1 voice commands and think like a Stephen Hawking, people who need to do things like that, requesting certain channel or searching for a specific genre or show. And Comcast made a video featuring one of its customers. His name's Jimmy Curran. He's a researcher. He also has spinal muscular atrophy. He's one of the first customers who have disabled customers who has tested out this new system, and so he's kind of become like the spokesperson for the new this new expansion. And Comcast is also hoping that other cable companies will follow suit, because right now they're going to be the only one that is providing this service for disabled customers. So it's important for other, for Verizon and for Fios and all the other ones out there, Spectrum and Optimum. It's important for them to catch up with this as well, because this, like I said, this affects millions of Americans.
Yeah. Okay. That was a great explanation. Thank you. Even though you didn't understand what my promo, my focus was on these companies making more out of stuff. Even though we know there's a need, they blow it up because they want themselves to look good. In this circumstance, it sounds like they actually have done good. And so that was the difference. Okay, now I've explained myself. Let's move to the biggest headlines from the 2019 Electronics Entertainment Expo.
The Geek Out. The recent 2019 E3, the annual video gaming industry event, took place, but without Sony, which has never happened before. But Microsoft delivered by confirming the next Xbox in development. Due before the 2020 holiday season, it's currently called Project Scarlet, and Halo Infinite will be the launch title. The specs presented put it square with those Sony has previously outlined for the PS5. There was also lots of exciting titles previewed during the show. Keanu Reeves was a huge hit with Cyberpunk 2077, and there's a new Star Wars title coming, but the best surprise was Nintendo's news the sequel to Zelda Breath of the Wild is coming to the Switch. There's no date yet, though. We've posted lots of links to the E3 headlines on Twitter at The Geek Out.
What if new plans were no problem? Introducing the all-new Toyota RAV4 Limited. With cutting-edge technology and revolutionized style, it's ready to handle any what-if in your path.
Visit toyota.com/testmiles for more details, and thanks, Toyota, for your support.
Meanwhile, back at the ranch, the technology ranch, Victoria has some places where you can be catfished. All right, so put your rod and reel down, because that's not what this is about. What do we have? What is? You want to explain what catfishing is first?
Yeah, so catfishing is when you think you are meeting someone on an online dating profile, and they seem like they're good, and they've got a picture, and they're attractive, and it turns out that they're not real. And so this happens a lot. There's a new report out that's called When Love Bites, and it identified the states where you are most likely to fall prey to these types of scams. So these are digital fakes, which is a term we're going to be hearing a whole lot more as we move towards the next election as well. They pose as love interests. They typically create a fake online profile complete with an attractive picture, but they're basically just waiting to take your money. Alaska turns out to be the state where you are most likely to be catfished, according to the report. Now, this used data based on the 2018 FBI Internet Crime Report. And so Nevada, Wisconsin, New Mexico, and Colorado round out the top five states where you are most likely to be catfished. And catfish scams have actually caught the attention of the Federal Trade Commission as well as the Better Business Bureau. The BBB has reported that online romance schemes cost victims as much as $1 billion over a three-year period.
Wow. That's significant. All right. Good job. Thanks, Victoria. 59 past the hour.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need survivalist camps. The ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.